The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus passed through towns and villages, teaching as he went and making his way to Jerusalem. Someone asked him, "Lord, will only a few people be saved?" He answered them, "Strive to enter through the narrow gate. For many, I tell you, will attempt to enter, but will not be strong enough. After the master of the house has arisen and locked the door, then you will stand outside knocking and saying, 'Lord, open the door for us.' He will say to you in reply, 'I do not know where you are from.' And you will say, 'We ate and drank in your company, and you taught in our streets.' Then he will say to you, 'I do not know where you are from. Depart from me, all you evildoers.' And there will be wailing and grinding of teeth when you see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves cast out. And people will come from the east and the west, and from the north and the south, and will recline at table in the kingdom of God. For behold, some who are last will be first, and some who are first will be last." The Gospel of the Lord. There is a story about when Mother Teresa of Calcutta died. Of course, saintly Mother Teresa went straight to heaven. Her first night, she was invited by God to dine with him. She watches as her divine host opened a can of tuna, then handed her a chunk of rye bread. She wonders if this is the so-called heavenly banquet, but she doesn't say anything. The second day, it's the same, a ham and cheese sandwich with the Lord. The third day was a bit better, pizza, cheese pizza, with soft drinks. Mother Teresa can't contain herself. Meekly, she says, "Lord, I am grateful to be here with you. But here in heaven, all we've had to eat so far is tuna fish, pizza, ham, and cheese. That's okay, but I thought there would be more." God sighed. "Let's be honest, Teresa. It doesn't make sense to cook for just two people." One day, we all want to be up there. We want seats at that banquet table in heaven. We all hope to be admitted. And to be honest, we are tentatively planning on getting in. We think we might just make it. This is what religion is about. You know, people consider religion kind of a divine insurance policy. There's a little rhyme that goes, "Each time I pass a church, I pay a visit, so that when I die, as they carry me in, God won't look up to say, 'Who is it?'" The one church Christ founded is the Catholic Church, and we belong. We go to Mass, we give money to charity, we participate, we volunteer our time. During Lent, we do the extras. We expect guarantees. Nobody buys a car or a new appliance without a warranty. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. We expect the church to give the same guarantees. Mass every Sunday, regular confession, wear a scapular. If we're going to do all this stuff, we need a warranty. Still others, just take out the minimum coverage. Just be a nice person. We'll get in. In any case, we want assurance that we have found the narrow gate to heaven. Like everything else we buy, we would also like a warranty on religion. We want to be certain. Yet we live in a casual world. There are not many hard and fast rules left. We have more excuses than we have rules. Look at fine restaurants. Anymore, very few have much of a dress code. Even in high-class, expensive restaurants, you'll find some old clod wearing a baseball cap at the dinner table. Now, no manager is going to refuse them service. The restaurant would lose money. And if there are rules, we're quick to devise ways to get around them. The letter to the Hebrews talks about discipline. Today, that word, discipline, has a bad connotation. Discipline means inconvenience. Yet today anything goes. If it does not directly affect me, who cares? Or to avoid offending anybody else except God, we just make up the rules as we go along. Ask any NFL coach what the difference is between college players that make the pros versus those who do not. One word, discipline. Only those athletes willing to suffer through a year-round conditioning program, studying films or playbooks, year-round physical punishment, they're the ones that get a shot in the NFL. And today's liturgy of the word is full of things we are not particularly thrilled to hear. The book of Hebrews mentions discipline. Worse yet, now our Lord has sobering news about heaven. Everybody may not get in. There's got to be some way around it. Salvation comes from God. Salvation is a favor from God nobody can earn. Salvation is God's gift. But that gift implies acceptance, total acceptance. Accepting means doing. A disciple of Christ is simply not an admirer. A disciple is also more than just a nice individual. A Christian is more than a person who shows up for church from time to time. Real Catholics, real disciples, practice their faith 24/7. Every single decision takes into account the gospel, and that takes discipline. You know, it's as if we're given priceless tickets to the concert of the century, but the ticket gate is narrow. People will camp out weeks ahead of time, then make any sacrifice to slide through that gate. God has already given us the ticket to heaven, but that ticket is useless unless we get through the gate. God saves us. We don't save ourselves. And yet some people think we save God. They're doing God a favor. So what if they miss a few Sundays? God ought to be glad they come at all. And if the church does something they don't like, they quit coming. Boy, that'll teach God a lesson. Wrong. God offers salvation, but we have to take God up on the offer. We do not save ourselves. Salvation is from God, a free gift to accept or reject. One day, each of us will knock on heaven's door. Most of us think we have a pretty good shot at getting in. St. Peter had better let us in after all these hoops we've been jumping through. Going to Mass, giving money, being nice to people we don't even like, keeping the commandments, listening to boring homilies. God has to let us in. That's not the way it works. Now, likely there are more than two people in heaven, but heaven is not full of people who just presumed they would get in. The gift of being saved is ours, but we must take care of that gift, treasure it, live it, use it. Live like we are really dying to get in, not just some of the time, but all of the time.